The key to the races, you need an advantage. That edge is Brissette.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive Briss pace, speed, and class ratings, free membership, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover Brissette.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
It is 10. They started 19% black type horses from starters. Now that's right at one of every five. Equally as impressive is that he has started 13% black type horses from foals. Now take note of this. An incredible 50% of his stakes horses have earned their black type and graded stakes. 50%. Wow. Istan, a son of Gone West, stands for $6,000 live foal. To find his equal in his price range is a challenge, but here are two other stallions at Airdrie Stud that you can say the same thing about. Include and Proud Citizens. Like Istan, Include and Proud Citizen year after year have sent a steady procession of high-class runners to the races. Include aside, eight Grade 1 winners plus 19 others that have placed in Grade 1 stakes. The most recent on February 6th when Call Included came within a length of winning the Grade 1 Gulf Dream Park Turf Handicap. Last year, his Include Betty won the Classic Grade 1 Coaching Club American Oaks and had another stakes winner yesterday. Proud Citizen has sired an Eclipse Award winner, two winners of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, four champions, and more than 60 black type horses. Include stands for $10,000. Proud Citizen for $7,500. And once again, is stand for $6,000 at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Call the farm at 859-873-7270. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Capital of the world. It's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, far away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that wins it by 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, and we're here at the Thoroughbred Center. We're in the HBPA office, which is over by Barn 28. We were there this morning, and it's a beautiful morning. I tell you what, I walked out early this morning about 5 o'clock, and the stars were out, and about a little over half a moon, and it was beautiful. It was just drop-dead gorgeous. Makes you glad you're alive.
Oh, my goodness, spring is on the way.
It's getting romantic now.
I'll see ya.
That'll chase her
catch
off.
Catch you later, baby.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are we doing today in the show? We're our guests at 9 o'clock will be John and Bev Passarello. They're from California. They're relatively new in the horse business.
They're fabulous people.
Yeah, new to
they
Central
come to
Kentucky.
The farm all the time. They donate money to old friends, and they're so nice.
Yeah. Interrupting as usual is Michael Bowen.
They are nice.
The other guests that people are actually looking forward to hearing.
Right. We had met them once before here because they had gotten interested in when Mike Cameron gave a tour, and they blame him for this habit they've
got. It's always good when you get in the horse business. Make sure before you put down a dime, you have somebody to blame.
That's right. Exactly.
I want to find out, you know, what is interesting about them is though. I guess they retired or something out in California and sold everything. I don't know. I'm going to find out. But they bought a great big camper, half, you know, like a
trailer. RV.
What do you call them?
A recreational vehicle.
RV.
Okay, an RV.
Oh, I'm so glad you showed up.
I thought that was my old 49 Chevy.
Hey,
a lot of recreational.
Yeah,
out
I'm
there,
telling
sure.
you, down under the
race. Because they were lined up.
Yeah.
Lined up at the old Paris drive-in.
Oh, no. They had on the Dixiana farm, they had a tunnel under the racetrack to get somewhere. Uh-huh. That's where he was.
Sounds like a voice of experience, really? Doesn't she?
No, I've heard tales. They got a plaque.
You can't believe anything I say.
They got a plaque.
That should be his epitaph.
Well, anyway, they drove around. And that thing all over the country and everything, and I guess they came by here, and I'm going to find out, but They love the horse business. They love horses. And I'm going to find out a little bit more.
They come to all the farm manager meetings.
Yeah, that's where I saw them the other night. They had it the other night at the Fasig Tipton.
Yeah.
I love it when they have it there.
Yeah, me too.
It's close. And, you know, it's bigger. Well, that's the reason they had it there, because that was the night that they gave away the farm directories, you know, that they sell, that you can get.
Yeah.
You all sell them? You got any? You can probably sell them.
Oh, yeah, we can sell them.
Yeah.
I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Talk to Kim about it.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, they're really good, those directories.
They're terrific.
Yeah.
It gives me a whole list of people I can call and bother.
There you go. Hey, that's right.
All in one little book.
Many years ago, they made me an honorary member of the Thoroughbred Farm Manager.
I know. You're one of the few.
I think they mismailed honorary.
Oh, yeah. Albert was there.
Yeah.
But anyway. It's fun to go there and, you know, get to see people and so forth, you know. Anyway, we saw them there.
Yeah.
And so I nailed them. They're going to come in at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's great. I think you'll have a really good time. They're really smart there.
Yeah.
Love the horse racing.
I guess maybe Dr. Waldridge will stop by, maybe.
Have you talked to him lately?
The last couple of days, yeah.
Is he super busy?
Yeah, he's been real busy.
Yeah.
Well, he might not be able to make it. But anyway, we shall see.
Talk at Farm Managers was worming.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of worming stuff. A whole lot of worming stuff. Worming stuff.
No wonder
stuff.
It was popped.
Yes. I know it. That's a truth. Yeah. So.
Hopefully he didn't stop by. We're going to get in touch with Steve Moody. They're running a bunch of stakes down, I believe, 6 graded stakes down at Gulfstream Park. There's 7 stakes they're running, 6 of them are graded. And, of course, the one everybody would be interested in most, I would think, would be the Fountain of Youth, because it's a major prep for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it'll be on TVG.
Leading up to the Florida Derby.
Did you see California Chrome win that race on TVG?
Yes,
we were at lunch and we said, turn on TVG.
1-9 was an overlap.
I know. Isn't that something? That was a great race. He just cruised.
We stopped.
Anyway, how much weight did he carry? Like 20 pounds more than the next horse?
I don't know.
He carried 130-something pounds.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When we realized, I think I had read that it was going off at 12:55 or something like that. We had 5 minutes to get those nice people at
Bourbon Barrel
in Paris.
Oh, you
turn
talk
on
about
the TVG.
Good food. My goodness gracious. So, you know, going there and those.
It must be good. He's promoting it and they're not a sponsor.
I know.
Ooh, wow.
I know. It's just a memorable meal.
It is.
A high point in.
The Philly steaks are great.
Oh, I do fried bologna.
She had
on
a fried
white
bologna
bread.
Sandwich. The cheeseburgers are so big, they're a meal. If you have one for lunch, you can forget about dinner, which she loves. You know?
That's great.
Yeah, I don't have to cook.
Another reason to go to Paris.
There you go. It's
go
a good reason,
Bobby
too.
On Frames on Main.
And Brewster Brew.
And Brewster Brew.
Somebody came in. Ralph said somebody came in and said, when did Paris get to be cool? Isn't that funny?
As soon as Ralph opened the brewery.
Yeah, exactly.
They had a big crowd Thursday night, you know. Then it was a Thursday. They showed a picture.
He was pretty much capacity.
Crowd.
They do. What do you call it when you guess trivia?
Trivia night.
I wonder what the trivia is about. I'd take Ursula if it was horse trivia.
No, yeah. I've forgotten all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
We're still trying to remember the name of the Jason Robards movie.
Yeah.
That's the guy we were talking about.
Yes, Jason Robards. And
what was the name of that movie?
We can't think.
We're trying to figure it out.
What was her name? She was in The Goodbye Girl.
She was married to Neil Simon.
Oh, yeah?
Marsha
what? A Darling movie. It was about this woman. She was a school teacher and her kid. And her father shows up and he's running away from the mafia and he went to Las Vegas supposedly and stole the money back that they stole from him. And he gives them all. I mean, it's just a Darling movie. It is so cute.
That's probably why I haven't seen it.
You don't like Darling movies? No. But
Darling
movies now are like action comics.
Oh, no, they're terrible.
Terrible.
I know. That's why I like Spotlight and Big Shot and those kinds of movies that have something, a little something
to it. The old Humphrey Bogart movies.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love those. Mm-hmm. I did,
yeah,
too.
With Lauren Bacall.
I watched Casablanca again. In the
oh,
Big
yeah.
Sleep.
You can watch that. Probably the
Treasure
best.
Of the Sierra Madre.
Casablanca is probably one of the
like
best
you,
movies
I'm getting
ever
really made. Old. I'm getting old and crotchety about this stuff. If it's in color, I kind of dismiss it.
Me too. That's it. Oops, too late for me. Well, when they finally got to color, they got to Esther Williams, and I'm sorry. You know, I'm sure she was a lovely person.
What's wrong with Esther Williams?
She drove me crazy. She and Red Skelton.
I couldn't see anything wrong with it.
I couldn't either.
Well,
that
you
was,
guys.
I think that was the point.
Yeah. Well, enjoy yourselves. I, you know.
And she didn't wear bikinis. You know, man, that was great.
No. They had a remake.
Charlie,
of
what are you
movies.
Doing in?
I'm just waiting for Mike to get here.
Oh, he's here. Okay. He just pulled up. Charlie McDaniel's over here.
Yeah.
Another beautiful day here.
Handicap
with
Paul, yeah. Excellent.
I'll bet you'll have plenty of tourists today.
Today will be busy, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It was a pretty busy week, actually, surprisingly enough, even though it was cold and
nasty.
Well, yeah. I drove by. I had to go get my hair done in Midway at Via Salon.
Yeah.
Tammy Van Steenberg's wonderful. She can really cut hair. Whew. And I drove by on the way back, and I thought, I'd love to run in and see Silver Charm, and it was late.
You should have.
Well, I know. It
doesn't
late.
Make it. Just come up. Everybody else does. Ask Diane, who's out there now.
Well, I looked up, and I saw your new truck.
Yeah, nice,
so
huh?
I thought, hmm. Mm-hmm. But Ursel's
that's
at home.
That's the one Shadwell gave you.
Food. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Who's driving it?
Nissan Frontier.
They let
we're
you
driving
drive it?
Around the farm. I love it. It's standard shift.
Oh, yeah.
Diane says, I hope you don't do to that truck what you did to my first car, because I blew out the clutch, because she had to teach me how to drive it. Standard, I blew out the clutch.
Oh, funny. Mm-hmm.
You know, back when my dad was managing Dixiana, it was owned by Charles T. Fisher, that made bodies for Chevrolet, Pontiac, Buicks.
Body by Fisher.
Oldsmobiles and Cadillacs, you know. And all the farm cars, you know, he would send down up there were Chevrolets, straight sticks. And he'd come down, and he couldn't drive her. But anyway, he'd get in that thing and just, you know, clash those gears, you know, and go whoop, whoop, hopping down the road. And
turn Mr. Fisher?
Yeah. Turn them on, man, and say, best damn car ever made.
Oh, my uncles made me learn to drive on a stick. You'll never get stuck, kid. Gears, how you do it? 49 Plymouth. Oh, that was a big car.
All righty. Let's see. What else we got to do? I got to do commercials here as we speak. A lot of good stakes today. Anyway, well, Undefeated Algorithms is by the top side Bernardini. He stands for $100,000 live pole. And he's one of six stakes winners, five of them graded stakes winners out of the graded stakes place. Ava knows the code. Algorithms, full brother, won the grade one Hopewell as a two-year-old last year. His half-brother, Justin Phillip, by the Claibenshire First Samurai, won grade one stakes and more than $1,293,000. And two other half-brothers won graded stakes. His second and third dams were also stakes winners and stakes producers. It's some kind of running family. Algorithms was undefeated at two, and he won his only start at three, taking the grade three Holy Bull, dealing juvenile champion Hanson his first defeat, besting him by five lengths. An injury ended his career, much as it had another undefeated runner of great promise that entered stud at Claiborne Farm, and that, of course, the great Danzig. First crop yearlings by Algorithm sold for up to 22 times the stud fee of $5,000, payable when the foal stands in nurses. Look for his first crop two-year-olds at the major sale, starting with the Fasig Tipton Florida sale on March 2. And for more on the Claiborne Stallions, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website claibornefarm.com.
It's always wise to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. When we moved to Bourbon County, friends recommended the Hopewell Company, and that was over 30 years ago. They've been taking care of us, our insurance, ever since. Hopewell Company has extensive experience working with racing stables, horse farms. They cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability. And I was hoping that wind the other night would blow our roof off. But it didn't, so you're
we're
okay
going to have
there,
to replace
Mr.
it this summer. Yeah.
Come on, blow it away. Anyway, they've been right there whenever we needed them. It's been 2 years, but we got struck by lightning, and they had to replace.
It's been longer than that, Jackie.
No, 2 years ago this February. He just doesn't know when to just let me. Anyway, It is not.
I didn't say a word.
Okay, anyway. What they did, they showed up that day, and they fixed it so we could have a furnace and a stove and a refrigerator, stuff like that. And then the next day after that, they had people there working on it. So they're, well, how does this happen? They're an independent insurance agency. They work for us, not the insurance companies. So they're best able to offer the best coverage, most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Call the Hopewell Company. They will provide you with a no obligation, no cost review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company, founded in 1955 by Joe McLean, is at 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347. They have a Lexington number, 254-2431. You'll get great service. We guarantee it.
Well, here are two more names down in Paris, Kentucky, two businesses you ought to know about. In case you don't, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. Clay Ward Agency was founded back in 1931. That's by Mr. James Clay Ward, and their success has been based on hard work, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. The quality is carried on today by the pros there at the Clay Ward Agency. That would be Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, and John Hess. And whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, well, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Not only that, they're nice people, pleasure to do business with them. Their office is right there at 1102 Main Street in Paris, Kentucky. And they also, their phone number, there is, I've got it written down here somewhere, Ursula, where the phone number, I know it's 987-1861, because that's a different number, smarty. And anyway, it's 859-987-1861 is their number.
Okay.
All right, I've memorized it.
Okay.
How about that? Isn't that something? I didn't think I could remember things anymore. Must be that prednisone I'm taking.
Yeah, that's
when,
it.
When I can remember to take it. Anyway, it's all right.
Here it is over here, too.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we met.
No, wait a minute. I'm not through yet.
Go ahead.
I got to tell them about Indian Creek Farm, one of the most successful horse farms in the business. And it's a drop-dead gorgeous place, in case you haven't been there. It's down, of course, in Bourbon County. And they do a great job selling horses at all the major auctions, including Saratoga, and they've raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Great people to do business with, and a wonderful place to board your horses. I would suggest that you give them a call. I'll give you the website in a minute. Ask for Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryan. Here's their number. It's 859-987-7443, and the website is IndianCreekKY.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right. Well, Michael got a phone call and just...
It was Dr. Waldridge.
Oh, okay.
What I was going to say was, is we met two Kimmy girls kids. They're all about 20, that were out at Indian Creek.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
Yeah.
They said Shaq would come by and tell them stuff. You know, they just... It was very nice.
Yeah.
Good place to be an intern.
Yeah. That's a great outfit. All those little, I love to go sit with those Kimmy girls at the, and most of them are girls, you know.
We have a lot of volunteering at Old Friends, and they do a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And invariably, they're nice kids.
Yeah.
And very interested here. You know, they love horses, and, you know, I mean,
they had to write a report on the worming speech.
Yeah, they come in with their notebooks and they sit there and take notes.
Good. Somebody's learning something.
Yeah.
Well, one of the women that came and volunteered for us works for Matt Howard.
Oh, is that right?
She's from Australia.
Yeah, pretty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met her.
She was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has a boy intern, a guy intern, too.
Yeah.
Where was he from? We met him, too.
I forget where he was from, but he's not with Kimi.
Oh, he's not.
No, he's just somebody that Matt took under his wing.
Oh, okay.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, Australia. That's right. Fun.
You know, my friend Charlie had a nice horse win yesterday named Pinstripe.
Oh,
had a really good race with Javier Castellano and
Where was this?
At Gulfstream.
What kind of race was it?
It was, I believe it was either a ungraded stakes race or an allowance race, but it was a full field. He won easily.
And his pinstripe is his name?
His name is
How
pinstripe.
Old is he?
He's a 3-year-old.
What's he by?
I don't know. I just saw the race.
Oh. You're supposed to look that stuff up.
Okay. Yeah. I will next time.
Pinstripe's a good name.
Yeah, if you're a Yankee fan or you like suits.
Yeah, exactly. I like suits. I know you don't like suits. He hates suits. Uh-huh. You know, when we were getting married, of course, he was a widow. And we went over.
A widower, please.
Widower. He was a widower. And we went over to, what was the name of that place in Midway? Buy him a suit. All he talked
Logan's.
All he talked about was that suit, that $300 suit. On and on and
now,
on.
This is a long time ago. $300 was a lot of money.
$300 suit. I said, that's all you talk about. You don't talk about ceremony. You don't talk about getting married. You talk about that suit. And he said, I've been married before, but I never had a $300 suit.
It was true.
So I knew where I came.
They don't call him Mr. Romance for nothing.
No, that's right. Speaking of Mr. Romance, yeah. Is what?
Bill?
Bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, does he still come helping stuff
on
Sundays?
Oh, yeah, sure. He helps all the time.
Bill Vandendoel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought about him the other day.
Yeah, he's doing well. The whole family's doing well. In fact, their son Spencer is the chef over at the Tulip, the restaurant down in Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, yeah.
He's been there for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been there quite a while.
I think we went there when he first.
He was on Chefs of the Bluegrass last week.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, and he really did a good job. And that's
well,
a great
I wish
restaurant.
I'd known. Mm-hmm. I would have watched. Daggone. Well, good for him.
Yeah, so there you go. And my friend Charlie has a horse to get in today, too.
At Gulfstream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlie Pig we're talking about.
Yeah.
What time? What,
nice
what,
fella.
What,
it's the Palm Beach Stakes, grade 3.
What's the horse's name?
Gimlet.
Gimlet. G, J, G, what?
G.
Huh.
The Palm Beach.
Lemon Drop Kid.
Oh, okay. Don't you love that name? Of course, it's, what's his name? Broadway.
Damon Runyon.
Damon Runyon, but there was a.
It's a wonderful movie, too.
Yeah. There was a super duper saddlebred first called Lemon Drop Kid.
Frank Sinatra was really good in that, but I couldn't see the other guy.
Was Frank Sinatra in that?
Yeah. Wasn't he? Guys and Dolls?
No, it's not. We're talking about
called the Lemon Drop Kid.
Bill Bob Hope was the Lemon Drop Kid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw it once.
Jason Robards wasn't in it, but we'll think of it.
Try to figure that out.
I believe that's the only movie I ever saw Jason Robards in. Well, yeah, I don't know why we got to talking about that movie this morning.
Because I woke up, I'd been dreaming about it or something. Something brought it to my feeble attention.
They would call the Horse Tales movie hotline and let us know. Some great fan would call in and let us know on the hotline.
I'll tell you what, we're going to look for it and get it. And then we'll loan it to you because it's just one of the cutest movies ever.
It really was, yeah.
Cute. You're at the age cute should mean something.
It should.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So know, he likes that movie that his buddy was in. It was the most depressing movie I ever saw in my life. What was that thing?
About Schmidt.
Yeah.
Jack, remember the name of that movie. Great movie. Hey, it had an RV in it. That's why you didn't like it. A recreational vehicle.
What was his name? What was his name, your friend?
Who? Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, Jack. How's he doing?
I guess he's doing okay. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Yeah. He's just getting up there,
he doesn't
too,
answer my calls anymore.
Oh, no, don't one of the just, multitude.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Join the club.
Well, what new thing are you planning this spring? Are you going to Keeneland and all that?
All kinds of things. Yeah.
Well, let's have it.
Well, there's one thing I can't say yet because I'm sworn to secrecy. And you know me, it kills me to do this.
God.
I used to have a full head of hair until I had to start keeping secrets.
No, you didn't.
My hair's falling out. Yeah, you're right. I didn't. I never had a really full head of hair. I got Urschel disease.
Okay, give us some hints.
It's going to be very good for old friends.
Well, that's
and it's going to involve
really nice,
a wonderful organization. It's going to help us. So,
well,
really good. Oh, I know what I can talk about. We're moving ahead on our barn.
Oh, good.
We're going to sign the contracts on Monday or Tuesday. Roy Cornett, who's always been a huge supporter of ours, and he's just an amazing guy, is spearheading it with Ron Wallace and and Tim and Wade and everybody at the farm. But it's the new barn's going to be really, really nice.
Well, how many stalls?
I think a dozen.
Yeah.
So it'll be bigger.
Yeah.
And then we're going to convert one of our metal hay barns into the quarantine barn.
Oh, okay.
So we'll move this, and so that the big barn, we're going to move all the stalls out of the big barn,
right,
and put them down in the quarantine barn, and sure, then we'll be able to use the big barn for social events. So in case you and Ursel decide to renew your vows, you can come to the farm and we can have the thing, and Ursel's probably still got that damn suit.
I do.
He does.
Does it still fit?
Yes, it does.
There you go. Listen, we'll have 8x10s available.
Listen, I am
signing at the when Ursel and Jackie renew their vows. Now, this is a great fundraising idea. I think people would come from all over the country to see that.
How do you know Ursel wants to renew his vows?
Well, if I promise to pay for his suit, he'll come.
Now, what are you going to do at Keeneland? Do you know?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you do last year? Did you have a Saturday morning? Mm-hmm. One of the Saturday mornings?
We had a Saturday morning breakfast at the works.
Yeah.
And we'd bring, who did we bring last time? Maybe Sarava? I can't remember.
Sarava. Oh, thank you.
Can you read my hat?
Oh. It's that damn Boston accent.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're putting together a little, we're going to put together some posters and some things of our, the old friends Triple Crown. Which is Silver Charm and Touch Gold, because you know Silver
nice.
Charm, of course, won the Derby and the Preakness, and Touch Gold won the Belmont. And then we have War Emblem, you know, of course, won the Derby and the Preakness, and Sarava beat him in the Belmont. So those, we have our own little separate little Triple Crown.
I think that's
deal.
Great. That's super. What about Churchill? You doing anything Derby?
Well, we have our big party the day after
day
the Derby.
After. Right.
And then Thursday before the Derby, there's Ferdinand's Ball for us in Louisville. That should,
yeah,
should be a lot of fun.
That's good.
That always attracts a lot of the great basketball players in the area. They come, Anthony Davis, Carl Anthony Towns, you know, all these guys, John Wall came, Peyton Siva, you know, a lot.
Wonder
of
why they're all, well, I guess they're in town for the Derby, huh?
I guess, well, the two sisters, Kim and Amy, that put it on, I think they have connections with some of the basketball teams.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Yeah, I remember that. You did that last year.
Yeah, we've done it for several years in a row. It's really,
they aren't
like
the Barnstable twins you're talking about, are they?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, they're, I don't
it's
know
Kim,
what.
Kim Boyle and Amy Wolfleck.
Yeah.
No, the Barnstables do a different party.
They do a big party, lots of money and all that. No, we don't do it. Ours
they were cheerleaders at UK.
And their father played basketball for Rupp.
Hmm.
Pretty good player, too.
Good. Well, that, you know, it's going to be, that should be a lot of fun. And we'll have some, I'm not sure if Bob Baffert and Jill are going to come, but they're going to try and come, and Victor's going to try and come, Victor Espinosa.
Nice.
So.
Do you do anything at Rolex? Do you have a booth or anything?
We're going to have one this year, I think.
Okay, good.
Lee Carter, who's on the tourism, he's the head of the tourism commission in Scott County. He runs the United States Equestrian Federation now.
Oh, he does.
But he used to be, well, I don't know if he runs it, but he's high up in it.
Yeah.
And he used to do the same thing with Rolex. So he's invited us to have a presence there.
Yeah, that's
so that'll be
super.
Good.
And, yeah.
And Carol Oates, who's our farm manager along with Tim Wilson, she loves Rolex, so she's going to
Rolex is great. And the thing is, they got into this heavy horse breeding, you know, and away from thoroughbreds and all that kind of stuff. And they were big and they were massive, but they just were not as athletic. And they're going back to thoroughbreds. You see more and
it's
more
so
of
great.
Them
you
all
know,
the time.
And there's so many off-the-track thoroughbred organizations that are doing a really good job about second careers, you know, you know, new vocations and rerun and this new, the retired racehorse project that Carolyn Carlson's involved with.
Who's that? Where are they?
I think they're based in Maryland.
Oh.
Or they were. But anyway, it's going to be, they're having a huge, huge event. I mean, involving over 100 horses that are all off the track thoroughbreds.
Is that?
And there's serious prize money, too. I'll get some information. She's been here before. Stuart Pittman was here.
Yeah.
They were on the show.
Yeah. I'd love for some more information. There's a big makeover deal. Do you know about that?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Is that the makeover?
Yes.
Okay, because I know a lot of rerun horses are in that. And what it is you show up and you've done a really good job. Is that how that is? And
yeah, your horses compete like in a horse show, and
yeah.
They're all retrained. Every one of them's a retrained thoroughbred.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and they do the stories of the horses on the track, and it's really, really, it's a great way to not only find a place for thoroughbreds off the track. It's also a great way to publicize the sport.
Good, excellent.
All righty. Well, February 20 at Santa Anita, the Grade 2 Buena Vista Stakes was won by Paulina's Love. 4-year-old filly by Mizzenmast. Paulina's Love, that's the third 2016 stakes winner, second graded stakes winner by Mizzenmast. Bred in Louisiana by Jason Hall and sold at the OBS April sale for $100,000. The Buena Vista was a first start of the year. She concluded 2015 with an easy win at Santa Anita following a close second in a Grade 3 Autumn Miss Stakes. Earlier in the year, she'd placed in the Grade 2 San Clemente at Del Mar, and she turned over $304,000. Mizzenmast's other 2016 stakes winners are Sea Defense, winner of the Group 1 Stewart's Cup and of more than $1 million, and Stone Tassick, recent winner of the Miami Shore Stakes at Gulfstream Park, and winner earlier of the Grade 2 Prior Stakes. She's earned over $500,000. Also last Saturday, Ms. Money, a 4-year-old filly by Mizzenmast, ran second, just got beat ahead in the Daisy Devine Stakes at the Fairgrounds, her second stakes placing of the year. Last year, she won two stakes, including the Grade 3 Pucker Up. Three 2016 stakes winners, two of them graded, and his eighth Grade 1 winner, Mizzenmast, off to another terrific year at stud. Stands for 12,500 live foal at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Roker and Fry. 859-272-7629, and see the website at judmont.com.
Down through the years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally van on their way to win the Derby or the Breeders' Cup, and yes, to a Triple Crown. Now think about that the next time you ship your horse cross country or across the county. But did you know they also service your diesel at Sally Vans, or for that matter, they'll take care of your trailer, too? Give them a call, 255-9406. They're conveniently located in Lexington, and when it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that the Sally Vans in tip-top shape and the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and particularly an experienced horseman. That's why. For over 60 years, the Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Jim Ologist has a lot going for him at stud. He was precocious, an undefeated 2-year-old. He won the historic Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, came back at 3 to win the Grade 1 Wood Memorial, earned more than $794,000. He's by the great Tisnow. Tisnow, of course, elected to the Hall of Fame, only 2-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, sire of 14 Grade 1 winners, and an emerging sire of sires. Gemologist Dam by the renowned Mr. Prospector produced 3 stakes winners. His second dam by Northern Dancer won stakes, and there are 14 stakes winners under her name. And his third dam is the brilliant stakes winner and Blue Hen producer Barely Even. It's a great pedigree. Gemologist covered at least 120 mares in each of his first 3 seasons at stud, so he's got the numbers going for him. And remember, he was a terrific 2-year-old. Stands at Windstar Farm for $15,000. Doing a full stance in nurses. Why don't you call Kyle Wilson or Sean Tugel or Caroline Walsh? Their number is 859-873-1717. Take a look at the website, windstarfarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lele.
Oh, is Doc? All right, he's be just before 9?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to ask him. It was interesting listening to that research doctor talk about worm medicine.
It was.
And how different last year there had been a 30% upward spike in something or another. And I want to ask our vet, if the weather, doesn't a lot of stuff with worms depend on the weather? I mean, if they had a 30% upward spike in some kind of stuff that was supposed to kill all these worms. Last summer was an exceptional summer. There was no sun. You know, you get normally, I'd get 2 dozen zucchinis and 2 dozen summer squash. I got one zucchini and one summer squash. The only thing that grew last summer were root vegetables. And it seems to me that the little worm larvae and junk live on the ground.
Tomatoes were good.
In August.
Well, that's true.
I mean, they were going nowhere until the sun finally came out at the end of the summer. But I want to ask him about that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he'll be here. He said he had to leave some blood work off or pick up some blood work, and he'd be over. So probably just before 9 o'clock.
Good.
Dr. Waldridge will be here, and he can talk about
something intelligent.
Well, we can talk about gelding War Emblem.
Oh, I heard about that. Mm-hmm. I've read the thing.
It worked out good. I think it's going to work out fine now that we're over it.
Well, I know, but the stupidity of you have to breed a horse to see that they're not infected. This horse would, okay, in case they get loose and run into 100 mares somewhere.
Well, if he could breed anything, I mean, I want the baby.
Yeah, there you go.
I forget what the record was, but out of his first 100, and the first year he bred fine, it was like 130 or 125, something like that.
Yeah.
Foals, and then I think 28 of them were stakes winners. Just unbelievable. So that's one of the reasons they tried so hard for so long. But I think now that it's over with, I mean, we'll wait till Dr. Waldridge gets here, and he can explain how he put this whole team together. I mean, it's an amazing team because, of course, you know, if anything ever happened to this horse, I would have had just to go out and shoot myself. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he put together an amazing team to do it. And and now that War Emblem's doing better, I think it's going to improve his disposition, too, because – you know, Bob Baffert told me this horse, he's dangerous, you know, and he's very smart, and he doesn't suffer fools gladly, and if you do something he doesn't like, he lets you know in a hurry. And so I think that...
Well, it takes about 6 months for all that stuff to go away, that attitude junk.
Well, the other thing is we leave him out all the time, so he's his own boss, and he doesn't come up to the tours and greet everybody like give me a carrot. You know, he doesn't beg for anything.
He's too classy for that.
He'll come around.
But he's doing a lot better now. He's doing a lot better. He's recovered, fully recovered, and he's doing really good.
What drove me crazy was you had to test him in case he would breed somewhere that you didn't want him to breed. He would not breed, he would not breed, he would not breed. To me, that says, okay, leave him alone. But no, the Department of Agriculture, I suppose, says, take him off anyway. I don't know.
That is the rule. And because we're doing something that's unusual. I mean, I think we're the only people in the world that import stallions just to retire them.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So we're the exception because, you know, if you're going to spend all that money to import a stallion, I guess you'd want to, you know, you'd want to breed them, make some money, but I wouldn't know anything about making money or doing that. But so we're
making
the exception to the rule. So,
money.
you know, we're going to start to open up some talks and see if we can't work something out that's going to be acceptable to everybody. But then when it was explained to me how dangerous the transmission of CEM can be, even though the chance of it happening were how, you know, million to one, whatever, the consequences are just unbelievable, because I was told that if a stallion in Kentucky was positive for CEM, they would have to, no stallion could be exported or imported in Kentucky for 2 years. So it would, if
that's
something
tough
like that happened, I mean, we shut down the whole business for 2 years.
Sure.
And that would be
not
catastrophic.
Nice. Yeah.
So, and I think now that it's over with, you know, when we were going through it all, you know, I argued the same way you are.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. He's not going to breed. If he could breed, I want the foal. You know, you can go through the whole logical progression of things. But now that it's over, I think in the long run, it's really going to help him a lot.
Oh, sure.
Of his disposition.
The attitude is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. A little attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And since he doesn't have to compete anymore, why would you need that attitude?
Yeah. Or breeder.
Yeah.
So, and Dr. Waldridge will explain it too, because he put together just an amazing team.
That's great.
Team.
Yeah, well, they cut him all the time. It just seemed a little bit, you know, hurt his feelings any.
I don't think that's where he hurt.
Yeah.
We had that horse we rescued out of River Downs that day was a stud. He was.
Yeah, we had to cut him.
He was 7 years old, I think.
Just so he could fit in.
Yeah, right.
Stood there and screamed. So, woo, buddy, guess what?
He got off that trailer thinking he was Bo Ruler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
somebody came to the farm one time and looking at horses. Betsy was about 5 years old. That was my purse. Betsy was about 5 years old, and they said something about, is it a colt? And she said, oh, no. It's a gelding. He's been tutored. Certainly was.
Well, the Shadwell Stallions, Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Entadeb, have each side graded stakes winners. First foals by Albertus Maximus raced to two last year. 9 of his 16 starters won a place, including a group stakes winner abroad and a stakes winner in this country, a three-time winner at Laurel, a first-time starter at Pennsylvania, and an impressive winner at the fairgrounds. Albertus Maximum, of course, the winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and over $1,328,000, stands free to approved mares. De Hare, a Grade 1 winner by Awesome Again, sat a multiple graded stakes winner in his first crop, black type horses in every crop since, including this year. Entadeb won multiple graded stakes, was a brilliant sprinter by noted sire sprinters, and his sired multiple graded stakes winners and runners that, like their sire, are noted for their speed. Call Stallion Manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm. 859-223-4585. Be sure to ask about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Cool and Leather and Tack in Paris, Kentucky. The best leather and tack shop anywhere. They said, Ralph said that if you need halters, you need to go ahead and call them because they're flying out the door. They're really, really busy. And he's got something like 10% off on foal halters. And, you know, they make some of those little foal halters that are inexpensive that they use leftover bits of leather. And they look like calico because the leather color doesn't match much. But that's okay. It's a foal halter. So you need to get over there and give them a call because he talked about free shipping, too, so I wouldn't want to quote him. But, you know, they're real busy, and you need to give them a call for halters. Don't wait till the last minute. And, of course, they have twitches and shanks and all kind of bits, breeding stuff. Then they've got – they will make belts and rolled collars for dogs and cats and all kind of fancy stuff like that. They have a little gift shop, too, that's quite nice. So, and then let's talk about Rooster Brew. Rooster Brew. Thursday night is trivia night, and they had pizza this past Thursday. And let's see, they're having live music tonight with one of those food trucks. So, Rooster Brew is right downtown.
Yeah, right downtown Paris.
Paris. And if you want more information, Quillin.com is the best place to look. Quillin.com.
Well, the leading money-winning son of Bernardini at stud in North America is Stay Thirsty. He stands at Ashford Stud. A grade one runner at 2, at 3, and again at 4. Stay Thirsty earned $1,936,000. Broke his maiden as a 2-year-old by 5.5 lengths at Saratoga. Then he ran second in the grade one Champagne. At 3, won the grade one Travers, the grade two Jim Dandy. The grade three Gothic ran second in the grade one Belmont Stakes. Third in the grade one Jockey Club Gold Cup. He came back at 4 to win the grade one Cigar Mile, and he finished second again in the grade one Jockey Club Gold Cup and also in the Van Landingham Stakes. He's one of three stakes winners out of a daughter of Stormbird and Make Charge by Roberto. Make Charge won a place in 12 stakes, 11 graded, 9 grade one, and earned over $500,000. Last year, Stays Thirsty's first crop yearling sold for up to 28 times its stud fee of $10,000 due in the foal stands and nurses. In stakes, last weekend, the $125,000 Franklin Square Stakes was won by Clip the Coupon Annie, a 3-year-old filly by Uncle Mo. And the $100,000 Haynesfield Stakes went to Good Luck Gus, a colt by Looking at Lucky. For more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and take a look at the website at coolmore.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursel Ellis.
That's a fun book to look at.
You know, I was just looking at this book. I was looking up Best Pal, And one of the fun things you do when you're with old friends is you look up and see how your horses did against it. And Best Pals in the Hall of Fame. Our horses made mincemeat out of them. So I'll tell you what.
This is a book we're talking about called Champions. It's the past performances of champions, and it was put out by the Daily Racing Form. Really an interesting book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is fun to go through these past performances of these horses. Now, back in 1990.
That's a microphone you're supposed to talk
1991,
in.
1991, I'm close enough. And Denard beat him twice. He beat him in the San Rafael, and he beat him in the Santa Anita Derby. And then Free Spirits Joy beat him in the Super Derby. He's one of ours, so there's two. Let's see.
That's fun.
And now we have when Alphabet Soup beat him in the San Pasqual.
That's amazing.
And Tinner's Way beat him in the Pacific Classic.
Isn't that
and
great?
The Wicked North won. He beat him in the San Antonio. Pretty good, huh? If I was only the trainer. Because I don't do anything except look up their record.
Yeah,
and feed them carrots.
And feed them carrots. That's great.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, it's fun to do.
Yeah, that's fun. That kind of stuff is.
I can look at that thing forever. I've got a copy of it. Bob Copeland doesn't have a copy. I've got an extra one I'm going to take by and drop it off.
Yeah.
And he'll enjoy it.
When jockeys and trainers come to the farm to visit, I get them to sign my copy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So then we'll be auctioning that off. We're going to have a big auction too.
When?
Raise more money for the farm because I got to get this fence put up, and a lot of our resources have gone into replacing the barn.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, a lot of people, including the $50,000 we got from Basic Tipton.
Can I have my book back? Thank you. Knowing him, he'll put it. It'll be on eBay in a minute.
Yeah,
keeping a sharp eye on it.
That's the third edition. That's a good edition, too. I hope they publish it another edition soon. I hope they do. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that'll kind of catch it up. I forget when this one came out, a couple of years ago, I think.
So this is a dopey question this time of year. Who do you like in the Derby so far?
Oh, I just think it's wide open. I mean,
okay.
It's got to be wide open. You know, I'm a little biased because, you know, Bob Baffert's been so good to us, and I like More Spirit, and I like More Spirit sire, Escondaria.
Yeah.
And when they came out with
Escondaria.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I thought it was Escondaria, but what do I know? Escondaria. I'll look that up.
Yeah. anyway, so knowing those fabulous names, it's hard to pronounce. When I saw him win the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, and
okay.
I thought that horse was going to win the Derby for sure, and then of course he came up a little lame and he never made it, but when they came out with the future book for sires,
they did,
yeah, I decided I'd make a little wager on Escondaria, and of course More Spirits, you know, going to be one of the, if everything goes right, he'll be one of the picks. But now we got, you know, Pinstripe might be on the Derby trail now, and you know, there's a lot of really, really good horses.
And Pinstripe is by?
I don't know.
Is he in a race today?
No, he won yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Convincingly.
And you had money on him, I hope?
No, I just watched it.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe.
He must have been at home.
I went to the contest last night, though.
How'd you do?
Terrible. Did terrible. I don't know. There must have been 100-something people there, and I finished 100-something, whatever. Non-competitive. Dwelt.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Raced without interest. My past performances last night would read like Zippy Jippy.
That's funny.
Just terrible.
But that's a nice place out there, all fixed up, the Red Mile.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, good. Okay. Now, when Keeneland opens, will simulcast and go back to Keeneland?
I don't know. I think so.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, people who go to Keeneland would certainly want to bet on other racetracks.
I think they'll probably keep both open. You know, keep the Red Mile going and keep Keeneland open. We'll see.
Interesting.
But it's going to be a great spring. It's going to be really, really, really exciting.
Yeah. Can't wait for it to get here.
Yeah. Well, today's a little preview, isn't it?
Oh my
goodness.
Gosh.
I can't wait to give the tours today.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous
singing
day.
And dancing.
Gorgeous day going up in the 50s.
Tomorrow's 60s.
Oh, here come John and Bev. I see him.
Let me get out of the way.
Here, I'll get out of the way, too.
Well, okay. Well, they're a little bit early, but that's all right.
Doc shows up. Well, let me go ahead and do the commercials, and when they come down, we'll just get them going.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right. Swell idea.
Swell idea. Well, and you can
be the,
you see my new mug?
You can be what a heck of a cup that is.
You can be the official greeters.
These cups keep things warm.
I know.
They're really
warm. Well, Roy's Reward, a leading first and second crop sire, is one of 14 grade one winners by Medaglia d'Oro. He won a place in six stakes, all six graded, sprinted 7 furlongs and won 21-3 the day he won the historic grade one Carter handicap. Posted the fastest buyer, 113, of any three-year-old colt of his year. Warrior's Reward is the sire of 16 stakes horses in his first two crops, and 11 of them won a place in stakes in 2015. Six of the 11 won stakes. He's getting the job done at stud, much like his sire, whose stud fee has climbed to $150,000. Warrior's Reward stands for $10,000. Doing the foal stands and nurses, he's eligible for Spencer's popular breed secure program. Last year's yearling sold for up to $205,000. That's better than 20 times the stud fee. And his two-year-olds for up to $310,000. That's 30 times the stud fee. The popular Warriors Reward covered 130 mares in 2015, so there are many more runners on the way. Why don't you call Dez, Dempsey, or Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. Lubricin and Reborn. Two products that were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nation's top veterinarians, and you can buy that Lubricin for yourself. As a matter of fact, I got Michael Blowen sitting here. He's a prime example of what the Lubricin can do for you. He's still erect at his age.
I hop over those fences like
can
a
you
gazelle.
Can you touch your toes?
Huh?
Can you touch
no,
your
but
toes?
I never could. It has nothing to do with the Lubricin. My knee's bending. There's no pain. It's fabulous.
Right.
Whatever spring is in my step is due to Lubricin.
Well, besides Michael Blowen, some of the other people who use it, and they use it for their horses, are Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollandoffer and Mike Maker, just to mention just a few of them. It's a great product, and what it does simply is it sustains the integrity of joint fluid and helps reduce the need for things like acid injections and so forth. Trainers that use Lubricin on a regular basis, I just named a bunch of them. I know there's a bunch of them around here, and as I said, they also use it for humans. I use it. Michael uses it, and
Ken Ramsey uses it. That's how he can get back and forth to the winner's circle so easily with his horses.
Well, boy, I tell you what, he beats a path, doesn't he?
Doesn't he? He does.
He's always in the winner's circle.
Yep.
Anyway, it's a great product. Now, another product which you should pay attention to, and especially if you're on a farm, is Reborn, because it's a 100% sterile, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. It's safe. It's easy to use. Use it as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, but be a good idea to start your foals with it because it strengthens the foal's immune system while it's nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. Actually, it supports the immune function of the horses of all ages. Great product. Two great products. They're both test-free. You don't have to worry about the spit box. Here's how you can find out more about them. Go to lubricin.com, LubriSyn.com, or Reborn, reborne.com. You can pick up those products at Old Friends, at KBC in Lexington, and at Horse Sense down in Versailles, Kentucky. Well, the first crop wheelings by Alternation sold for an average of more than six times the stud fee in 2015. There's no doubt about it. He's passing on his superb confirmation. Alternation won the Grade 2 Peter Pan, the Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap, the Grade 3 Pimlico Special, the Grade 3 Razorback, and over $1 million. He's one of more than 135 stakes winners by Distorted Humor, and he's out of the high-class mare, Alternate, a daughter of Seattle Slough. Alternate won a place in 10 stakes, 5 graded, earned more than $550,000. Alternation stands for $7,500, doing a full stands of nurses. And here's a sweet deal. 10% of the winner's purse will be paid to the breeder of any 2-year-old maiden special winner from his first three crops. Alternation descends from the same female family as Broken Vow. Of course, Broken Vow has sired 69 stakes winners, 12 just last year, and 134 stakes horses, 18 last year. Broken Vow, also the broodmare sire of Champion Sprinter Run Happy, stands for $25,000 due in the full stands of nurses. Also at Pin Oak Stud is Cowboy Cal, sire of Marquee Miss, winner of two stakes at Oaklawn already in 2016, and All Call, recent winner of the Little Magician Stakes at Gulfstream Park. Cowboy Cal was the nation's third-ranked third crop sire in 2015. A graded stakes winner and millionaire by Giant's Causeway. He stands for $5,000 doing a full stance in nurses. Why don't you call Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420. See the website at PinOakStud.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Where am I?
I just want to say, I want to thank Horse Sense because they sent over some really nice feed tubs and some water buckets for us for the new barn.
Oh, did they really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For the new barn?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he hustles, doesn't he?
People are nice to me, like John and Bev, and even you, you old grouch.
Well, now that I've been insulted, I was move over here, Bev, where you can get in front of my... I've got John and Bev Passarella with me now. And I've got to find out some things about them. I believe that they're... don't get too far away from that mic now. You're pushing it in the wrong direction, Bev. You want it closer to you. I believe you all are natives of California?
Yes, we are.
Both of you? What part of California?
Northern and southern.
Yeah, northern and southern. She's northern and I'm southern.
Well, I recognize the accent.
Right.
Let's start with you then, John. Northern part. What part?
Southern California, Long Beach.
Oh, you're the southern part.
Yeah, I'm the southern part.
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Okay, well, the closest track to you would have been
Las Alamitas.
Las Alamitas. Well, that was all quarter horses when you were coming up.
That's right.
Now it's got some thoroughbreds out.
Yeah.
But how far were you from Hollywood Park?
A ways, about an hour.
Boy, that's a big town, isn't it?
Yeah. Huh? Well, it's all freeways, so. Yeah.
That
don't move.
It's freeway that don't move. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, were you interested in horses, or how long you been interested in horses?
As long as I've been married.
Oh, well, so, Bev, how long you all been married?
32 years now. 34 years now. Well, somewhere in that vicinity.
Isn't that funny? I can remember my anniversary in Jackie Kent. And we've been married, 32 years?
Going to be
34. No, it's going to be 34.
I think.
Well, see, you guys are exactly alike. I don't deal in finite little numbers. I'm somewhere above 30.
Now, you're from Northern California.
I'm from Northern California.
What part?
A little town called Colusa.
I don't know that town.
No, nobody ever does. It's about 90 miles north of Sacramento.
Okay.
And up in the rice country.
Yeah, okay.
In what country?
Rice. Rice, as in
rice.
Food.
Here,
really? Eat it?
They
yes.
grow rice?
They grow, yeah. At one time, it was the rice capital of the world, and people don't know that. Yeah, they grow a lot more rice.
People didn't had no clue.
Actually, what they were growing was rice, mosquitoes, and gnats, black gnats.
Now, were you interested in horses?
All my life.
Okay. Was your family in horse business?
No. Nobody. All my family were farmers, and nobody had a horse. The tractors had come in. I begged and pleaded, and nobody would let me have a horse. And I never gave up. A couple Christmases said, if I can't have a horse, can I have a saddle? And I couldn't get that either. So I hung in. I actually owned my first horse at the age of 40.
Ah, what was it?
It was a pretty nondescript little thoroughbred Appy Cross.
Oh, okay.
The thoroughbred Appy Cross.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting one?
Yeah.
It is.
Got it from a guy who was trying to raise racing Appaloosas.
Oh, there's a narrow little road for you.
Yeah, never again.
Never again.
Never again.
Yeah, I mean, you've got crazy on crazy.
Well,
I graduated from owning my first horse to running a pleasure horse stable.
Oh, okay.
I was training and teaching, basically an equitation instructor. And actually what I did is I trained kids to train their own horses. Seemed to make sense to me.
Yeah.
And this guy sitting here talking also was gardening. And so he was coming down to the farm where I was and scratching around in the manure and the hay and hauling it back to his place.
Okay.
And so that's how we met.
Well, you had a
so horses brought us together.
Yeah, small one.
In Northern California. How'd you move up? Where'd you move up there? Or was you training in Southern?
No, I was strictly Northern California.
I moved north for employment. So with the state of California.
Oh, okay.
Disaster work.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whoa.
Nail them all the time, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a...
Never lack of work.
Fertile field.
Well, y'all stayed, lived in Northern California.
Yeah.
Northern there.
Lived in Northern California. I quit training after about, 16, 18 years. And went to work alongside this guy for the state of California. And we did that for a while, and both of us retired. And I retired before he did. And we won't discuss
good
age.
Girl.
But, you know.
Good girl. Yeah.
I retired before he did.
I know the feeling.
And we sold everything that we owned, gave away everything that we couldn't sell, house, car, furniture, everything, moved into a fifth wheel, and hit the road.
I love it.
Decided to see the United States. But now, bear in mind, you heard somebody that was a horse nut from the get-go.
Uh-huh.
So after about 11 or 12 trips back and forth across the United States, every state in the Union except Hawaii and Alaska, right? But every single trip, once he showed me Kentucky, went through Kentucky. It's the funniest looking map you've ever seen.
I bet.
All these little squiggles all over the United States and all of them running through Kentucky. So we were looking for a place to settle. We knew that we were not going to retire in California, and that's probably financial more than anything else, and too many people.
Oh, yeah.
So we found Kentucky, and the horses brought us here. Horses brought us here because of me. I wanted to be here. He brought me the Kentucky Derby the first year.
Yeah.
First time I'd ever seen it. Been watching it since
I was
about
five. Who
won it that year? Pegasus.
Oh, okay.
He's Age of Pegasus.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah.
It was a good one. And we got here, and the horses brought us here. We started camping at the horse park.
Oh, yeah.
And because we're in a motorhome, started camping at the horse park, and the rest is kind of history. And how we got here is we had no idea where we were going. We fell in love with the people. All of you. All of you are part of that. It's because cool that guy standing behind us. So,
God, you got strange taste in people.
And then we fell off of one of the tour buses here.
Yeah.
And met Mike Cameron.
Right.
And the rest is history.
Right.
Mike started us. Mike started us. We got into our first partnership with Mike Cameron. I can't say enough about him. He is probably the best spokesperson the thoroughbred industry's got. And they don't recognize that, but those of us that have been around him sure do.
That's great.
And so, and the rest is history. Now we have...
No, wait a minute.
Yeah?
I'm not through with you all yet.
Okay.
I want to know where you took that, you drove that thing. Did you go to racetrack, you know?
No, I guess I have to be honest, huh? I was in the pleasure...
You can always lie. I lie all the time.
I was in the pleasure horse business. And I had a lot of thoroughbreds, but I took what you don't like. I took the ones with the long, slopy pasterns that had the nice, easy go, and the ones that were racetrack rejects because they make wonderful, beautiful show ring horses.
Yeah.
And so I had some of those, but I hadn't a clue. If you asked me what racetrack I was nearest, I couldn't answer that question.
Well, that's amazing. I thought sure you all had gone to all those races.
No.
Did you ever go to Ocala, for instance?
No.
Well, I'll be damned.
Where did you go in Florida?
Well, yeah, we drove through it.
Where did you go in Florida? South Florida? Keys?
No. Trying to remember Lady Lake area.
Lady Lake, we had some relatives
just south
there.
Of Ocala.
Oh, okay.
I had some relatives there. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did you all travel in this thing?
About 5 years.
Wow.
And you lived in it?
Yeah.
I've often wondered, I don't know anything about these RVs, if you knew what your destination was, like you were going, we're going to be in St. Louis or something like that.
No, you don't know what your destination is if you traveled like we did.
You just wander.
We would open the map and we'd be in a campground or maybe a Walmart parking lot. And we'd open.
I love it.
We'd open the map book, and see what you think you can find. And let me tell you, it is amazing what you can find. And I would look at the map, and he'd say, "Figure out where you want to go tomorrow." And that's kind of the way it went.
You went to back roads.
Well, in a 40-foot motorhome, you don't do too many back roads.
Now, you said a fifth wheel. Did you pull that thing with a truck, or was it self-driving?
It was actually a 40-foot Winnebago.
Okay.
So
we started in Fifth Wheel.
It has everything in it, like toilets and.
Yep.
Well, didn't you have to go to a place where you could hook up and all that jazz?
No.
No.
No, it's self-contained. The hookup places are better.
Yeah.
Well, you got to flush sometimes.
Right.
Kentucky Horse Park.
Yeah, Kentucky Horse Park is excellent.
Is it? Yeah, that's good. I just didn't know if that was, you know.
There are places along the highways, and you learn
where
they are.
What's the prettiest? Now, I know you're going to say Kentucky, but what's the most spectacular thing in this country you ever saw that you would say, you got to go this, put this on your bucket list? Grand Canyon?
Yeah, we've been to the Grand Canyon several times. We like the Cumberland Falls area of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things near there, you know, like the home of Kentucky Fried Chicken and, you know, everything else. So,
Sanders, there's the first place for you.
What they call it, John, the Grand Staircase, Grand Escalante,
Utah
and New Mexico
scenery.
Are beautiful states.
I got to take a
Is
break.
Is that right? Well, think of some more, because I don't need
I got to take a break. Okay. Y'all hang on. Gold Zapper is one of but two sires that stood in North America to sire 15 or more stakes winners for four straight years. He did it again in 2015, and numbered among his 15 winners was Grade 1 winner Molly Morgan and the winner of Canada's most coveted stakes, Shaman Ghost, winner of the historic Queen's Plate. There are four Gold Zapper two-year-olds in the March 2 Phasey Tipton Florida sale, including one filly in the Adina Springs consignment. That's hip number 144. She's out of a young stakes mare, Chakuri. At Adina Springs is also offering a Cobra Discreet Cat, and fillies by Bernardini and Macho Uno. The latter is the second foal out of a stakes place winner of over $131,000. Now, keep in mind that Macho Uno has sired six Grade 1 winners, four millionaires, including Breeders' Cup Classic winner Mucho Macho Man, and two of his best sprinters in the world. Last year, Private Zone and Damon Legend were both by Macho Uno. Adina Springs has already sold the likes of Judy the Beauty and Game On Dude and Private Zone and dozens more. In fact, 55% of the horses sold by Adina Springs at last year's inaugural Phasey Tipton sale at Gulfstream are already winners, versus 39% of the horses sold by all other consigners. For more on the stallions at Adina Springs, Kentucky, and the Adina Springs record and sales, call Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798, and take a look at the website, adinastallions.com.
Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Istan has sired 19% black type horses from starters. That's right at one in every five. Equally as impressive is that he has sired 13% black type horses from foals. Now, take note of this. An incredible 50% of his stakes horses have earned their black type and graded stakes. 50%. Wow. Is Stan, a son of Gone West, stands for $6,000 live foal. To find his equal in his price range is a challenge, but here are two other stallions standing at Airdrie Stud that you can say the same thing about, include and Proud Citizen. Like Is Stan, include and Proud Citizen, year after year, has sent a steady procession of high-class runners to the races. Include has sired eight Grade 1 winners, 19 others placed in Grade 1 stakes, the most recent on February 6th, when Carl Included came within a length of winning the Grade 1 Gulfstream Park Turf Handicap. Last year, his Include Betty won the classic Grade 1 Coaching Club American Oaks. Proud Citizen has sired an Eclipse Award winner, two winners of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, four champions, and more than 60 black type horses. Include, $10,000. Proud Citizen, $7,500. And once again, Istan, $6,000. And all three stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Call the farm, 859-873-7270. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All right, I'm talking to John and Bev Passarello, a couple of wanderers from California.
Escapees.
Escapees.
Happy Kentuckians now.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, you're already calling yourself a Kentuckian.
Absolutely.
Now.
Okay. Absolutely.
Look at the color of her jacket.
Yeah, look at this. You know.
Go Big Blue.
And he's got a taffet jacket on. That's a very snazzy uptown jacket.
Okay, so you came here, and Mike Cameron talked to you into getting into the horse business. Is that right?
Yes, he did. He did. It was an excellent speech, and it was my birthday. My birthday, shortly after we fell off that truck, and we came back over to see Mike and bought into a small partnership here with a little horse that he was running. And we have come from that to... We now have a broodmare and part of another broodmare, and we've got foals, and we've got a brand new baby, and we've got some partnerships, and we're full head on into breeding.
Now,
still not racing.
Well, I assume that you finally sold your RV. You're not living in that anymore.
No, that RV took us on a whole lot of adventures everywhere. Our first outside the horse park was a Lapa farm out in North Middletown, and we were probably the one and only RV that ever got on to a Lapa.
Is that right?
I don't know how you got on with this narrow gates and stuff.
Driving there was real interesting. Taking a 40-foot rig down through Paris, Kentucky, and making the turns out 460.
Oh, funny.
Pulling a Honda behind you, I didn't do that. The guy sitting over here next to me had the nerve. He just went right through the middle of Paris, and you just stop all the traffic and go on through.
Yeah. Well, that would be from corner to corner. Sounds like you took up the whole block.
And so we went from there. We our horses are on Gainesway Farm now. Mm-hmm. We're with that's why the
Where are you living now?
One of the first sales that we made bought us a home right here in Kentucky from the mayor that we've got
in Lexington.
We're living in Lexington in Griffin Gate.
Oh, in Griffin Gate. Do you golf?
No.
No.
You don't golf?
No,
but it's wonderful
like
nature.
Tracks.
Yeah. Nature preserve.
Okay.
Funny.
That's what the golf course is, isn't it? Over
yeah.
Don't they have a golf course?
We're on the 8th tee.
So we live there
on
now.
On the 8th tee. Huh?
Yeah.
Chris McCarron lives over there, too.
Yeah,
he does. We see Chris
right down the street
quite often. Grandpa.
Don't
Grandpa
McCarron. That kid is
Grandpa
so cute.
McCarron now. So anyway, we still came, but our early education as far as horses was right here in this building or this barn right next to us.
Barn 18, about 28.
Yep. Barn 28, and the crowd that hung out here every Saturday morning. There
That's
were
a scary bunch.
They were vets and transportation people and trainers and owners and, you know, they were all right here.
In this barn.
So we just listened.
Yeah. I was in this barn for quite a while. Well, we started out, the first barn that we had was barn 15, right? We trained down there for longer than I'd like to talk about. And then we got down where I was just training one or two horses, you know. And last two horses I had were in this barn.
It's a nice barn because the stalls are real big.
It's the old stud barn.
Yeah.
It's the old Whitney stud barn.
Ah, okay.
And, yeah, it was.
Who stood here? Can you remember?
Pardon?
Do you remember any of the horses that stood here for Whitney?
Oh, well, yeah. I think Equipoise was here. I think, let's see who else that stood here. I know Swingin' Sway stood here, Son of Equipoise. I can't think of any others right now, but Amphitheater was here. Son of Sir Galahad III, and it's a historic barn. Although the original barn was built back around in the early 1900s, but it burned down, I understand, in like 1939 or something, and then they replaced it. So it's not all that old. If you figure, 1939 is not old. Some of us don't think it is.
76 years.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
Your math is better than mine, but anyway. But there's been, I know for a while, Swaps was Swaps never was. Candy Spots was here, and
one of my favorite
California
horses.
Horse, ran third in a Derby. Probably should have won it. But anyway, they're good big stalls and they're open to the outside, and
See, what you're describing is what John and I enjoyed here at the training center. Was listening to people like yourself, because one of the things that we have really enjoyed is history. bear in mind that we came out of California. And when you're a kid growing up in California, first place you think you're the only place in the United States, number one. And number two, history starts with the Donner Party and the Gold Rush.
Oh, funny. Of course it does.
Yeah.
And so that's
jolly.
Basically
people
what
eating
you,
people.
You study history and you learn a little bit, but nothing like coming here and experiencing it. Uh-huh. And so we have really enjoyed not only the history of Kentucky and the eastern United States, but the history here of the horse farms.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a lot of it sitting out there in front of that barn where we're sitting right now.
Couldn't believe a word any of those guys
yeah,
said.
You
well, you had to sort of sort it out. But
have you read this book?
No.
We'll find a copy for
we'll
you.
Find a copy.
Joe Palmer. This was racing. It's got a lot of Kentucky stuff.
Oh, we've
in
got
it.
One of those DVDs out there. Go get them one.
Is it in the car?
It's in the glove compartment. You'll have to take the keys because it's locked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I lock everything out of this.
All right.
You ask about life on the road and favorite places to visit, and a lot of it is just geography, and I'm married to a geographer. But probably the most exciting part of it was the people that you meet.
Uh-huh.
And the diversity of the United States. And a lot of, we laugh, and when people ask us, we spent 5 years out on the road unlearning mostly of what we thought we knew
yeah.
about the United States. It was just an incredible
five
adventure.
5 years you've traveled.
Yeah, and we mentioned Walmart parking lots, Cracker Barrel parking lots.
Well,
churches,
everybody loves Cracker
stations.
Barrels.
But all these people will let you park RVs overnight if you've got a self-contained.
Uh-huh.
And so you start doing this. And so we enjoyed it, but we have seen some incredible sights and met some incredible people.
Uh-huh.
But you got it whipped. Kentucky won. this is where we settled.
Well,
Out of everything in the United States, this is the place we chose to settle down and retire.
I was born.
My family thinks we're crazy, but that's okay.
I was born and raised here, so to me, whenever you leave Kentucky, you're camping out. You know, I mean, that's
well, we camped in. So here we are.
Oh, well, that's fun. That is fun. Yeah. And okay, well, you've got your horses now, and you keep them over here at Gainesway.
Yes.
You got to know Neil Howard some way.
Oh, John, go. Neil was our consigner with our first horse that we bought. We bought into a partnership actually it's what got us on Alapa. We drove out Mike Cameron again. Mike took us touring around California, Kentucky. And one of the places he took us was by Alapa Farm. And he told us the history and all of the rumors and everything else that goes on about that farm, says you can't get in there. So, well, not, you know, accepting that, we went home. John called Alapa, and he got the farm manager at the time, and he said, I'd like to come out and see the farm. Guy says, well, we don't give tours. John kept talking, and before you know it, we had an appointment to go on to Alapa and see the place.
Gorgeous place.
Gorgeous place. The only problem is when you drive through the gates out there, you think you're driving onto a horse farm and there's not a horse in sight. I got run off of a pond by a swan.
Oh, funny.
They could be mean.
Yes.
Yeah, probably a northern.
But at any rate, so John asked the guy, he said, how do you get on this farm or how do you whatever? And he says, well, you have to own a horse and board it here. John said, fine, okay, I can do that. How much does a horse cost?
Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
So he hit us. You've got to bear in mind that we are both retired state employees.
Uh-huh.
And when you start talking thoroughbred numbers, it is the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, boy.
So he told us that he could probably buy us a weanling. Or something to pinhook, and we'd never heard the term pinhook. We had no idea what he was talking about. So he said, well, John said, well, how much is that going to cost? And he said, what?
Well, we figured about $20,000 and then another $10,000 for maintenance, you know, for the year.
And we struggled over that $30,000 all night, worrying whether we could afford $30,000. I know that sounds pretty funny.
So we were back in California by that time, and he called up and he says, I bought you a horse. And I says, for how much? He said, $30,000. Well, that was $10,000 over my budget.
Yeah.
Jeez. So did
but that's how we started out.
Was this Neil that did this?
No.
No, no. This was another. Yeah, this is a Lapa.
Oh, okay.
Neil Gainsway was the consigner because the Lapa wasn't
sell.
Consigning.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't consigning horses at that time.
So now you're talking to a
horse. What did you come out?
You're talking to a horse person. So now I know that I own a horse. And I have
which we haven't seen.
$30,000 for this horse, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So we reverse tactics, and we race back across the United States so I can see my horse. Halfway here, guess what happened?
Oh, yeah, we got another phone call. He says, I got an offer on your horse. He says, it's the owner of the farm wants your horse.
Yeah.
And he wants to pay you $50,000 for your horse, so, which is...
So I said, sold.
I said, wait a minute, I haven't even seen the horse.
But you can pay the money.
Well, that's right. You got to sell. Yeah.
Sell and be sorry rather than keep and be sorry.
So that got pretty funny. So then we had a $50,000 check, and what are we going to do with this? So we wandered into North Middletown and found Kentucky Bank and opened an account. You know, this sounds good.
Funny.
Well, the check was written on Kentucky Bank, so let's go find Kentucky Bank.
If it wasn't good, it was their fault, huh?
So, but Neil Howard was our consigner. We have been through more than one farm since Alapa sold, and we got kicked out of there. We were living in there on our motorhome down by the maintenance shed underneath that tower.
Oh, funny.
John has been to the top of the tower.
Squatters.
Right in the middle of the infield there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've walked the track. That was very emotional for me to walk that track and talk about Ruffian and Secretariat and the horses that had trained.
Bold Ruler, yeah.
Bold Ruler. It was a real experience. And then we totally enjoyed that. We were really happy. We bought another horse. We thought, this is grand. We're living on a Lapa. It doesn't get any better. So we sold the motorhome, moved into a stone house underneath the tower, out on a Lapa with a roommate who was a trainer. And we hit the road again, bought a little 19-foot motorhome, real set out. And we came back, and we thought, this is just wonderful. You know, what we're doing. They said, don't get too settled in. They just sold the farm. And we all got thrown out.
Neil Howard.
Neil was our consigner through all of this as we got us started. Neil has been our guru
in
the horse business. He is absolutely wonderful. And so we had a couple of bad experiences along the way, called up Neil, said, hey, you know, what can you do? He says, well, let me go check it out. And he came back over. He says, I'll send a trailer over and pick up your animals and bring them to Gainsway. Yeah. And we've been on Gainsway ever since, and it's been an awesome experience.
Well, what have you got now? How many mares? You got one mare?
We have one mare.
What do you have out of her?
We got a stakes winner out of her.
All right.
That was really
Honeycomb
nice.
Alley won New Orleans Stakes.
New Orleans Stakes. Okay. So
now,
that was a big
she
thing.
By? Who's your mare by?
Is it true?
Oh, good.
Is it true?
And
so we've got her, and we've got a...
Now how old is she?
8.
Oh, nice.
13.
13?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not so bad.
Like how long you've
time
been
flies when you're having fun.
So
we bought her from Spendthrift.
Okay.
We bought her from Spendthrift. And she's done very, very well by us. The first foal that we bought her in foal to Medaglia d'Oro.
Oh, good.
That's how come we own. And
yeah, the sale.
That foal bought us a house in Gainsway and
right.
Now Griffin Gate.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So that was good. And then she's produced a stakes horse. We had a tapazar by her that we sold last year. And I think somebody's pin hooking him, and he'll probably come through Ocala, and hopefully he'll run. And we've got a
is she
gorgeous,
in foal this year?
We've
got one on the ground by Tapazar.
We've got a Tapazar on the ground by
yeah.
her now. And we'll probably breed her back to Fleet Alex.
Okay.
We're,
who helps you with your breeding? Gainsway?
Gainsway.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Gainsway, we really, for two people who really came into this late, Gainsway, Neil Howard.
Yeah.
We're back to Neil Howard.
Super guy.
But everybody there, Neil Howard, Brian Graves, Michael Hernan, they've just been wonderful to us.
Mm-hmm.
Just been really great to us. So can't say enough about that bunch.
And it all started here in front of Barn 28.
And And
we
should
put a plaque up out there.
Well, what have you got? You got something in the sale this year?
Yeah.
Probably, but I don't know what it... Well, no. We don't know about the baby yet. We've got a 10% interest in a Pioneer of the Nile baby. That's nice.
Okay. That's a nice time to have one of those.
Yes, nice to have one of those. And, of course, we think he looks great, but, you know, you wait till you get to that sales ring to find out whether they're great or not.
Yeah.
We have... we enjoy going to the track once in a while. We'll go if somebody that we know is racing or running or a Gainesway
or
horse.
A box.
Or, you know, it's something out of a game.
Well, Breeders' Cup. We went to the Breeders' Cup.
We go to the Breeders' Cup races. Yes.
Keeneland did a great job this year.
But,
yeah, they did, yeah.
But we have just not gotten into the racing end of it ourselves.
Yeah.
The broodmare business
That's
is just fine. I love playing
out
with the babies, and Gainesway tolerates
that. You got a chance of money coming in breeding, but it goes out at the racing part. It really does.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. We had heard a little. You got to bear in mind state employees, and we had heard about you sign up for breeders' incentive or whatever it is, and then one day this check after this. This filly won the stakes race. This check came through the mail, and I was absolutely astounded. I thought, this is pretty good. I can do this if they race
That's
anywhere.
Great.
So Neil teases us. He says, you guys came into the business, you know, late, and you wander into this. You buy a horse. You don't even know what you're buying.
Right.
And she produces a stakes winner. You know, you guys. It doesn't always go like this.
No,
tell me about it.
So we've been very, very fortunate and very, very happy.
Got to take a break
with
here.
What we're doing.
Well, Undefeated Algorithms is by the top side, Bernardini. He stands for $100,000. He's one of six stakes winners, five graded stakes winners out of the greatest stakes place Ava knows the code. Algorithms' full brother won the Grade 1 Hopeful as a two-year-old last year. His half-brother, Justin Phillip, by the Claiborne sire First Samurai, won Grade 1 stakes, earned more than $1,293,000. And two other half-brothers won graded stakes. His second and third dams were also stakes winners and stakes producers. It's a running family. Algorithms was undefeated at two, won his only start at three, taking the Grade 3 Holy Bull, dealing juvenile champion Hanson his first defeat. One beat him by five lengths. An injury entered his career, much as it had another undefeated runner of great promise that entered stud at Claiborne Farm, and that would be the Great Danzig. First crop yearlings by Algorithm sold for up to 22 times the stud fee of $5,000 due in a full stands and nurses. Look for his first crop two-year-olds at the major sale, starting with the phase he tipped in Florida sale. That's on March the 2nd. What's that, next Tuesday? No, Wednesday, I believe it is. Anyway, and for more on the Claiborne Stallions, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website, claibornefarm.com. Hill and Reagan Parker. Hill's a good buddy of mine. Known him for a number of years. And he and his lovely bride, Reagan, are in the real estate business. And, of course, Hill, I first met Hill when he was training horses out here. Good horseman. Absolutely good horseman, and a better real estate agent, because they're the people that you can do business with and you can absolutely trust. As a matter of fact, one of these days we'll have to sell our little farm, and absolutely, we're the first people we're going to call will be Hill and Reagan Parker, because, like I said, they're people that are nice people and people that you can real trust. They're real horse people. And they help real horse people get into the business, or if they're selling your farm, you can list it for them, and you know they're going to absolutely find you, get it done, get the job done, selling your farm. Or if you're looking for a farm, they'll keep going until they find the perfect farm just for you and your price range and everything. You need to go to their website and look it over. LexHorseFarms.com is their website, LexHorseFarms.com. They have listings in Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. We've got a neighbor that's they've got the farm listed. He's just up the road from us. It's worth a little bit, about three more zeros than ours is.
At least.
But it's a beautiful place. It's right on Clay Kaiser down in Bourbon County.
12 million.
Yeah, well, you won't find a prettier place. One right up here on Lemons Mill Road for $875,000, and it's got 24 acres and a lovely home on it. And anyway, it's
go to that website and look it over. Once again, the website is LexHorseFarms.com. And here's a phone number, 859-608-8039, and that is Hill and Reagan Parker. Well, Cash Back winner last Saturday, the Melody of Color Stakes of Gulfstream, still undefeated, headed to the Kentucky Oaks, is a half-sister to Country Day. Country Day is speedy son of Spitestown, stands at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Quite a family, Cash Back and Country Day are out of the stakes-winning mare Hidden Assets. So are the stakes winner's Due Date, Good Deed, and Cash Control. That's a superb produce record, and four of the five stakes winners earned black type and graded stakes. Country Day earned over $500,000. He's in a career that saw him win a place in eight stakes, including the grade two. It's now grade one, of course, the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. He has the Spitestown speed, and remember, Spitestown is ranked as high as number two on the North American sire list. Country Day won stakes on dirt, grass, artificial. He's by a top sire. He's out of a great producer, and he stands for $3,500, a bargain. Due in a full stands of nurses. So why don't you call Crestwood Farm at 859-252-3770 and take a look at the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Well, I'm talking to John and Bev Passarella, who are, as I said, the travelers from California. But now they're settled in there, and now Kentuckians.
Yes, sir.
Hard boots.
You got it. We actually got to one basketball game.
Oh, did you now?
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Wow. And you'll be watching today.
Yeah, they play this afternoon at 4 on CBS. And I've been watching Kentucky basketball since I was a...
Sneaking in when he was a little kid.
Exactly.
Well, this one knew about Kentucky basketball because he went to...
UCLA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. During the wooden years.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah. The year they wouldn't retire, they beat Kentucky in the finals out there, the dirty rat.
Well, he had to quit after that. Can't get any better.
Yeah, right. He figured he had. Might as well quit. He'd beaten the best.
So, you know what I think is so great about your story is if you like sports and you like horses and you like horse racing, that it's a major sport. But there's no other major sport you can get into at that level. You can't buy a baseball team. You can't compete with any of that. That's super big money. But you can come into racing in a small way. You can buy a mare or two and enjoy the heck out of it. And if you have a little luck, you make some money. It's just, that's the only sport that I know of. I mean, you can't buy a race car. You know, you just can't. I mean, it's gazillions of dollars. And in your own way, you get in it. And it's just as fun as anybody else.
Now, my dad used to fight chickens, but it's not legal anymore.
You know, you're exactly right, because the fun that we had with that little partnership with Mike, we went to races with that little horse and wandered and, you know, followed that horse down that track and back in the backside and meeting all the people and everything else. You're 100% correct. We just had a ball doing that, and it was a great introduction to what goes on. The horse was great. I thought he was just a really cute little horse, and so on and so forth. Mike Cameron called him a coward. He didn't want to run in front. He didn't want to challenge anybody up front, little gelding, and he didn't want to get left behind. So he would always run third, fourth, or fifth, or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a lot of fun with that, but that's exactly right. We were able to get into that, and it takes a while to accept the kind of numbers that thoroughbred people throw around. We told you our $20,000, $30,000 story, which was really all speaking of the devil.
Yeah,
here
comes the devil.
And we're talking about you.
Well, I'm going to let you all go. It's John and Bev Passarello. Mike Cameron just walked in, and he's got his buddy with him. That's another hanger out here, you know.
Thank you.
And, but anyway, we're going to let you go. I really appreciate y'all taking the time to stop by. I've got to get another person on here in just a few minutes.
And, okay.
It was good to talk to you guys. Did we get a hold of Steve Moody? Okay, well, let's see if we can get him.
It's all true.
All right. Well, I can catch up on this. February 20th at Santa Anita, the Grade 2 Buena Vista Stakes was won by Paulina's Love, a 4-year-old filly by Mizzenmast. Paulina's Love is the third 2016 stakes winner, second greatest stakes winner by Mizzenmast. Bred in Louisiana by Jason Hall, sold at the OBS April sale for $100,000. The Buena Vista was her first start of the year. She concluded 2015 with an easy win at Santa Anita, following a close second in the Grade 3 Autumn Mistakes. Earlier in the year, she placed in the Grade 2 San Clemente at Del Mar, and she earned over $304,000. Mizzenmast's other 2016 stakes winners are Sea Defense, winner of the Group 1 Stewards Cup and of more than $1 million, and Stonetastic, recent winner of the Miami Shore Stakes at Gulfstream, and winner earlier of the Grade 2 Prowess Stakes and of over $512,000. Also last Saturday, Ms. Money, a 4-year-old filly by Mizzenmast, ran second, just got beat ahead in the Daisy Divine Stakes at the Fairgrounds. That was her second stakes placed in already this year. Last year, she won two stakes, including the Grade 3 Pucker Up. Three 2016 stakes wins, two graded, his eighth Grade 1 winner, Mizzenmast, off to another terrific year at stud. He stands for 12,500 live foal at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, 859-272-7629. See the website at judmont.com. Well, last Saturday at the fairgrounds, the Grade 325,000 mine shaft handicap was won by Majestic Harbor, bred by Liberation Farm and Brandywine Farm, and raised on Brandywine. Tough and doable, Majestic Harbor has won Grade 1 stakes. He's earned over $990,000. Of course, Brandywine Farm is owned by the nice people Jim and Pam Robinson. Last year, horses raised at Macaulay products, won more than 200 stakes, and they are right on pace to equal or better that mark in 2016. Macaulay Brothers was the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse, a practice continued to this day. This single-minded devotion to the horse has paid big dividends to their clients, both at the races and at the sales. McCullough's also offers exclusive services free of charge to their clients. Just call Mike Warren and David Longmire and ask about them. The number is 859-873-3333. Website is MacaulayBros.com. And you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCullough's not the biggest feed mill in the nation, just the best, because at McCullough's, it's all about the horse. Daily racing form. What, dear?
I want to do my announcements.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't forgotten.
Unforgettable?
Unforgettable. All right. Well, let me get back to talking about the daily racing form. And what I want you to do is go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. That's drf.com/breeding update. And sign up for that. It's, Data Racing Forum, the most trusted name in racing. Now the most trusted name in breeding news and information. You're going to find in-depth breeding news and sales, auction coverage, and a whole lot more in that particular edition, DRF.com, the breeding update. Great columns by great writers. And of course, it's loaded with past performances. What more can you ask for? I mean, it's great, great, great doing. And pay special attention to the Tuesday edition of the Daily Racing Form, because there you'll find the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders. And they provide full details on all black type stakes horses in North America, including pedigree, detailed progeny reports on the female family, and information on the winning sire. Daily Racing Form, that's racing's Bible.
Down through the years, it's a winning combination. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why, for more than six decades, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. So give them a call at 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Well, they're running a whole bunch of stakes. I think six graded stakes down at Gulfstream today. I've got Steve Moody with me as we speak. Of course, he's the author of the Gulfstream Handicapper Sheet, and it's published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And view is, I guess, the one that most people are interested in would be the Fountain of Youth. What do you think, Steve?
Well, yeah, that's certainly the headliner, Ursula. although it's, you know, a short field of six. There's, you know, it's a great card there today. They got 13 races, and like you said, they have a whole bunch of stakes, and there's some, I think there's some good betting opportunities. And of course, then you get the race for the Derby, for the Derby and the Oaks. You get maybe a good preview of who's going to move forward today. So it should be a really good card to watch.
Well, I tell you what to do. You give me the winner of the Fountain of Youth, and then pick the one you think's the best betting race. We'll go from there.
Jeez. All right. Well, we'll see here. We'll start with the the ninth race, which is a listed stakes. It's the Sand Springs, the 1 mile turf race for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, $100,000. Big field of 14. Going in here, and I think there's a chance for an upset here. I went with the 12 horse Ursel Nishihora. This horse came back from a 5-month layoff and overcame some trouble to win an optional claimer a couple of months back. And I think she can come back and do it again here. She'll settle off the pace in this race. Come running late. Junior Alvarado has the mount on this one for Kelly Rubley, and he's 15-1 in the morning line. I think she's got a big chance in here. The outside horse, another horse at a price that I think has a chance is 14 Sawyer. This is a veteran mare that loves Gulfstream. Has started 7 times at Gulfstream, 3 wins, 4 seconds, so never worse than second in 7 tries there. She looks to be going pretty good now. Comes back after she's been off 4 weeks. And stepping up the ladder, but I think she's got a decent chance, 15-1 on her. And then my third choice in there was a 7, Aljalila, 4-year-old. It's been very consistent for Todd Pletcher, 8-1 in the morning line. So you got three prices there. I think the favorite in this race is 4-1. That should tell you something right there. So, three nice prices in here. I'm going to go with you. You get 12, Nishihora, 15-1. Try to light up the tote board. 12, 14, 7, in the Sand Springs.
Do you like in the big one?
In the feature race, the 12th is the Fountain of Youth. Grade 2 for 3-year-olds, $400,000 purse, field of 6. And when I first looked at this race, Ursel, I thought, well, this is going to be a sort of a coronation race for Mohamed, who was such an easy winner in the Holy Bull. But the more I looked at it, he very well could win it. Matter of fact, I did pick him to win it, but I think it's going to be a very tough race. It's not just going to be a walkover. Mohamed is a Tappet colt from I believe the Shadwell owns him. Akira McLaughlin is the trainer. Junior Alvarado again has the mount. This colt cost $2.2 million. He's 4-for-4, and both starts around 2 turns were very easy wins. The Holy Bull was his last start 4 weeks ago. He rolled in that race here at Gulfstream. He should have a quick pace in front of him today. You got a couple of sprinters that are stretching out, and so this pace ought to be fairly quick, and I think he can just sort of track them and run by them. But 6-5 is a, you know, kind of a short, obviously a short price, but I think if he runs back to the way he's been going, he's going to be very tough. The horse I think has an outside chance of beating him is the 2 Zulu. This is a horse from Todd Pletcher's barn. This is a colt by Bernardini that is coming off of a sprint, but obviously with that pedigree, should like the added ground. And he's breaking from the 2 hole. He's got speed. He figures to get to the front. If he should shake loose in here, the awesome banner is the sort of the other speed along with awesome speed. If he doesn't get that kind of pressure that you think, I think he could be very, very tough getting to the front. And with that pedigree, he might forget to stop. But I think he's going to be the one to catch when they turn into the stretch, and it'll be up to Mo Heyman to come and get him. Awesome speed came out and won his first start of the year. That was back on I think it was on New Year's Day, and he followed up that with some solid works for Alan Goldberg. Irad Ortiz Jr. has the mount on him. He was my third choice in here. Picking the favorite, but I think it'll be a good race in the Fountain of Youth. 6, 2, and 4.
That's the first favorite you've picked in the last year and a half. All right. All right. Well, this has been Steve Moody with the Gulfstream Handicapper Sheet, and you can pick that up. Well, go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, and you will be able to get that. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Got to take care of the KTA now. The Kentucky Bred Winners of Stakes last weekend. Let's see. The Grade 2 Rachel Alexander went to Venus Valentine by Congrats, bred by Rosemont Farm. The Grade 2 Risen Star winner Gun Runner by Candy Ride, bred by Besselou Stables. The Grade 3 Fairgrounds Handicap, the winner was a Chocolate Ride by another Candy Ride. This one bred by Brian Kahn. The Daisy Divine Stakes at the Fairgrounds. Well, let me give you this one first. The Grade 3 Mineshaft went to Majestic Harbor by Rockport Harbor, bred by Liberation Farm and Brandywine Farm. The Daisy Divine at Fairgrounds went to Cash Control. That's a Pioneer of the Nile, bred by Bert Elaine and Richard Klein. The Duncan F. Kenner Stakes at the Fairgrounds. Cinco Chale by Indian Chale, bred by Candyland Farm. The Melody of Colors Stakes. Cashback by Congrats, bred by Bert Elaine and Richard Klein. The Margate Handicap, Off the Tracks by Curlin, bred by Lee McMillan. The Turf Paradise Derby, wait a minute, there's got to be something more. Yeah, here we go. The Pelican Stakes at Tampa Bay went to Barbados. He's by Sprightstown, bred by Tommytown Thoroughbreds. The Turf Paradise Derby, Nightly News by Misremembered, bred by Hal Earnhardt. The Arizona Oaks at Turf Paradise, Protective Shield by Looking at Lucky, bred by Tom Grether Farms. And yesterday, the Island Fashion Stakes at Sunland went to KP Wildcat by Include, undefeated in 3 starts now, bred by Cloris Clark. Plus Include down at Airdrie Stud. Well, the Shadwell Stallions, Albertus Maximus, DeHere, and Interdeb, all 3 are side graded stakes winners. The first foals by Albertus Maximus raced at 2 last year. 9 of his 16 starters won a place in, including a group stakes winner abroad and a stakes winner in this country. And a 3-time winner at Laurel, a first-time starter in Pennsylvania, an impressive winner at the Fairgrounds. Now, Albertus Maximum won Grade 1 Stakes, won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, earned over $1,328,000. He stands free to approve mares. DeHere, Grade 1 winner by Awesome Again, sat a multiple graded stakes winner in his first crop. Black type horses in every crop since, including this year. Interdab won multiple graded stakes. He was a brilliant sprinter by noted sire sprinters. And he has sired multiple graded stakes winners and runners that, like the sire, noted for speed. Why don't you call Stallion Manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm, 859-223-4585. Be sure to ask about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand. Go to brisnet.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, brisnet.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, congrats. It's had 6 stakes winners already this year. 3 just last Saturday. His 3-year-old daughter, Venus Valentine, won the Grade 2 $200,000 Rachel Alexander at the fairgrounds. Have You Gone Away won the $100,000 Spring Fever Stakes at Oaklawn. An undefeated Cashback, one of 3 fillies by Congrats, that's got taken aim on the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, won the Melody of Color Stakes at Gulfstream. Congrats is the leading sire of 2016 stakes winners. Another weekend stakes, the Daily Divine at the fairgrounds was won by Cash Control, a 5-year-old mare by Pioneer of the Nile, and the Pelican at Tampa Bay was won by Barbados, a 4-year-old colt by Sprightstown. Champion Sire Congrats by AP Indy stands for $20,000. Champion Sire Pioneer of the Nile by Empire Maker for $125,000. And Champion Sprightstown by Gone West for $100,000. Those fees payable when the foal stands in nurses. Call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website, WinStarFarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All right, Jackie, you're up.
Okay, I'm down from...
You're on the clock.
On. All right, Valley High Winter Schooling Jumper Show tomorrow. It starts at 8:30. They're going to have walk trots inside and outdoor arena up to 3-6. This is Joyce Brinsfield's place down in Woodford County. Her number is 948-2632. Give her a call. Going to be gorgeous weather. Number 2, Woodford Hounds Hunt Ball is going to be March 12th at the Embassy Suites. Call Connor McCarthy, 229-2492. I don't know what this is. Not much going on.
You're wasting your time.
They got a new house remodeling junk. Something. Oh, McCauley Brothers News and Brews. March the 17th, St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's at the Alltech thing.
Alltech thing downtown.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and now, Dr. Walridge.
Yeah, we're going to get Dr. Walridge on. I got to take care of one commercial. Jackie's got a question about some kind of worming or something. I don't know. Anyway, Warrior's Reward, a leading first and second crop sire, is one of 14 grade one winners by Medaille Dodo. Won a place in 6 stakes, all 6 graded. Sprinted 7 furlongs and won 21-3 the day he won the historic grade one Carter. And he posted the fastest buyer, 113, of any 3-year-old colt of his year. Warrior's Reward is a sire of 16 stakes horses in his first 2 crops. And 11 of them won a place in stakes just last year. 6 of the 11 won stakes. He's getting the job done at stud, much like his sire, whose stud fees climbed to $150,000. Warrior's Reward stands for $10,000, doing a full stands and nurses, and he's eligible for spend through his popular breed secure program. Last year, his yearling sold for up to $205,000. That's better than 20 times the stud fee. And his 2-year-olds for up to $310,000. And that's some 30 times the stud fee. The popular Warrior's Reward covered 130 mares in 2015. So there are many more runners on the way. Call Dez Dempsey, Brian Lyle, and Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. And see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
All right, I've got Dr. Brian Walridge on now. Doc, you're on the clock.
I feel like I'm on an award show waiting for the music to play.
Yeah, right. I would play music if I could find my music maker.
What did you want to ask, Doc?
Oh, we went to farm managers, and we talked, we listened about... worming. Talk about every aspect of worming that you could think of. Like one particular kind of wormer, it was a 30% increase in or decrease in effectiveness or something.
Yes.
Talked about that every which way, but did not mention weather. Seems to me that they pick up these eggs and stuff on the ground. Mares, foals, whatever.
Yes.
That's where the worms come from. Unless they're kissing each other, right?
Right.
Right. So wouldn't the weather have something to do with a huge increase of stuff? Last year, that wet, dark, no sun spring and summer, half the summer. What do you think about that?
That's part of the targeted deworming is you do a deworm before you go here, before you go into the cold. Because if you don't have a lot of manure on the pasture, especially, it's hard for the
eggs and larvae to survive that cold. And then also you want to deworm as you kind of go into this time of year, so that way if anything's carried over, you're helping to get your horses more cleaned out. So the twice a year deworming kind of before it gets cold and kind of as we get back into the warmer time, if you're going to do it just twice a year, which is what most of us do now, that'll help you get more targeted where there's less burden on the pasture.
Okay, if you have a late spring, is that different than having an early spring? Do you get more worms? Do you get less worms? Anybody study that?
It's been looked at some. So, you know, in our area, I usually recommend like around September and around March. And that way you've kind of got them on both sides. Worm larvae, as I remember, they like it when it's about 50 in the pasture and the eggs. That's kind of when they're the happiest. So,
well, it seems to me we were in the 50s last spring, halfway into summer. I mean, we couldn't grow anything.
So I think it is important to time it when you think when they're get them before it gets cold, so they're carrying less into the pasture.
Gotcha.
Get them when it starts warming up, hopefully get them cleaned out. Less contamination.
Now, I've got a question for you. How did Warren come out of his castration?
He did well. Thank you. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about today in my 2 minutes.
Yeah, you got
He's doing well. And, you know, our choices ended up being send him back to Japan or put him elsewhere on the farm, and he'd be in isolation, essentially, on the farm. So, you know, the government's pretty rigid on what you have to do and what you can do. But he's doing well. I brought up the entire equine anesthesia section from Auburn, came up to help.
You're
me.
Kidding.
So,
wow.
Dr. Wei Chu Lin came up. He'll be a great guest, except Ursula may need some subtitles. She's from Taiwan. but she came
she's
up.
She's still here?
No, she's back. Oh. And Glenn Sellers, both of them do anesthesia. They came up. She volunteered her time, came up. And
where'd you do it?
We did it in his own paddock. We did everything to make the horse have less stress. We made sure he got settled in, and
that's,
you know,
great.
We did what was best for the horse, given what we had to play with, and
standing up.
No, we did him down because he's an older horse. We tied everything off. Dr. Tanner and Dr. Doherty from Rude and Riddle did the surgery, so they tied everything off. And so we went him down so we could see really good and get everything where he'd be less likely to swell. But he's doing well. Real happy with the horse.
Yeah.
And he's
that's some kind of fancy treatment for castration.
So a lot of people involved, and we wanted to do it right, do what was best for him.
Yeah, well, and he came out of it good. And
doing well, yes, sir.
Yeah,
I think he did fine.
Yeah,
nothing you wouldn't expect.
Well,
good. It just seemed so. It was such a surprise.
Well, it was, and our choices weren't. It was castrate Japan or a life of isolation where his fans couldn't see him.
Yeah, that's
what
awful.
Our
well,
were.
And
yeah.
You want him with other horses anyway.
Where he can see him and so forth. Yeah.
Well, good.
All righty. Well, I think my man over here says I got a minute.
Thank you for coming.
I don't hear my music down here,
that's
Robert.
Fine. Is it time for your music? How many winners did we have last week? Seven?
Seven winners from the Thoroughbred Center. Last one. Winner a day keeps the feed man in hay. All right, bro. There he goes. There goes my
happy trails.
There goes Roy just singing away.
You want to sing along, Doc?
Okay, well, thanks. We'll be back at the same old place, next same old time next week. And we thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.